Okay, for this hot seat, the niche is blog technical support. So technical support for people who have blogs, submitted by Joel. So this is what he's doing: setup and maintenance of blogs, and that lets people who are not technical just focus on the the writing and the promoting of the blog. Okay, prospects, men and women, age 30 to 60, which is probably somewhat of a guess. They have their own business or they're starting a business. They've heard about blogs and websites, they're excited about them, but they're not particularly technical and they want some things done for them. They can do some themselves, but they're not sure how. They don't like the behind the scenes admin and technical stuff. They don't know how to do the technical stuff. They resent the time spent on it. They can't learn how to do it. Things get too technical for them and they can't fix it. And they're worried about spending time doing the technical stuff when they should be running their business. Okay, so I summarized the pain here. They've heard about blogs and they feel like they need one. They don't know how to get one set up. They're not technical and they just don't know where to begin. They want to focus on their business and not on the technical part. And they just want the pain to go away, but they don't know where to start or where to turn. Okay, let's move on to the story. Now, this is one question I get a lot. It's do you always start with this, I'm a lot like you? And in this situation, as you're going to see, Joel has a lot of experience. He's been doing this blog stuff for something like 9 or 10 years. So you can start off and say, I was a lot like you and I was confused 9 months ago. Or you could do something like, instead of I'm a lot like you, I think you're probably a lot like you're like a lot of the people I talk to every day. Or I think you're a lot, you might be a lot like all, many of my clients that I work with every day. So you could always do something like that. If you really like, if you're some high-powered attorney and you're looking for clients and the clients have just been in a car accident, then you're probably not a lot like them. So, it doesn't always have to be that I'm a lot like you. That works in a lot of the cases, in many of the cases, probably the majority of the cases, but it won't work all the time. So in that case, they can be a lot like the people you meet every day, the people you work with every day, your clients. Okay, so anyways, the draft story is I'm a lot like you. I realized I needed a website. And then he went to selling it's an us versus them, the common enemy. Then you might have realized one thing, they lied. By they, I'm talking about the person or people who said that blogging was easy. Get started in 5 minutes, they say. It's quick and easy, they proclaim. While it may be quick to set up, you're left thinking, what now? Then it goes on to sort of credentialize Joel. Talk about he's been doing this for a long time. So let's try this story again. Let's try to touch this up a bit. So I would probably go with something like, you're probably a lot like the people I talk to every day. You've heard about blogs and you think that you need one for your business and you might have a great idea for your business and you're excited to get going online, but you're not technical. Maybe you've never set up a website, you've never set up a blog. I can remember not too long ago when I was in the same position you are. And to tell you the truth, lots and lots of people, they'll tell you this is easy. Even they say setting up a blog should only take you 5 minutes. And I'll tell you what, that may be true that you can do the absolute basic installation in 5 minutes, but to really get it up and to get it to set up correctly, it's just it can get really complicated. And I talk to people every day who are just stuck at square one. They've got a great business idea, they're ready to get going, but, you know, they just don't know where to turn. They're not technical. And frankly, I mean, their business isn't about being some tech wizard. So they just want to get the thing rolling. They just want to get their blog up. They want to get their, to get their business rolling, and they just don't know where to turn. And then I would probably go on with something like, so now you just define their problem, and I would probably go with something like, you know, well, I finally found a solution to this, and I'll tell you what, the solution I found is the one that you do not want to do. You do not want to be like me, because I went, and I guess I'm like one of those people that always dig under the hood and try to figure out how things work. And so I spent years, literally it's been 9 years that I've been studying this stuff. I spent years and years figuring out exactly how to do this and figuring out exactly what makes blogs tick and how to put them together, how to get all the technical aspects put together so you get listed in the search engines and so they work like they should to promote your business. And, you know, then, you know, you can, so, and then at that point, then you just lead into the solution to their problems. Now in here, I like this, where, you know, people aren't interested, you know, in servicing a car. You know, like here, we could all service a car if we wanted to. Mechanics aren't geniuses. They're just, they've learned to be skilled. I think that's great. I think that type of story is fantastic. One concern I have in here is this part up here. I searched the internet and still do. I talk to other online entrepreneurs. I'm a member of Yaro's Blog Mastermind, the blogging course. And I know Yaro and I talk to him fairly frequently. He's a good guy. I think he puts out great stuff. But if I were you, I wouldn't have that be part of my positioning. Because as soon as you start talking about someone else and their course, then, you know, you're risking someone off, running off. You know, you're telling them your story and they're in your launch. Don't start telling about someone else that, because a lot of people, you know, they've got the ADD thing going on. They'll hear another name and so they'll instantly go off and check out his website. Even if they're only trying to figure out what you learned from him and, you know, why you're talking about that person, if they go off to his website, you don't know if they'll ever get back involved in your launch. So in terms of my positioning, I don't think I would put that piece in here. Okay, so let's move further down. The offer is a monthly blog maintenance package. And I think that's a great way to go. But I think I would probably look at... Well, you know, the question is do most of your prospects, do they already have a blog and they're trying to figure out how to make it work better, or do they need a blog? I think, you know, the bigger market, the low-hanging fruit might be the people that need a blog, and I would probably put together a blog installation package that would install a blog and get them all set up. I would think that would be more than $87. I don't know how much that would be, but I would do a blog installation package and have the maintenance, the monthly maintenance package be on the back end. So you could either offer, you know, to they can buy the installation plus, you know, the monthly deal, or you can just sell them the installation and then go back after the install is done and then sell them the monthly maintenance package. I just, to me, that just seems like an easier sale to sell them on a one-time package and then get them real excited. And, you know, with the job you did, and then offer them the monthly maintenance. Something I wanted to touch on that I think is important down here is what are the top three objections? Free content. You know, there's free content on how to do blogs. I think that this is a fantastic opportunity. I would point them to that free content. I would be very, you know, that'd be part of my pitch coming into the launches. Hey, I'll tell you what, this stuff is not rocket science. You absolutely can figure out how to do this on your own. In fact, you know, you could probably figure all this stuff out. You know, if you put, you know, 10 or 12 hours into this, into learning how to do this, you could probably figure out how to get your blog installed and get it set up, you know, so that it can be found by search engines and, you know, get the basics of the blog set up. So, and if you want to do that, let me point you to some resources where you can go study this. And so, you know, the deal is that people don't want to put in that time and that work. So if you quantify how much time it would take and point them to it, it's almost, you're completely disarming that objection, but you're also quantifying it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I can go do this. But if you sit down and talk about how long it's actually going to take them to do that, that's a very powerful selling position. So I would, you know, I would not just, you know, I wouldn't try to hide this objection. I would bring it up and tell them how to go and do it themselves. Or even better, you probably, you know, if you created some, you know, found the best training out there, the best free training on how to do this out there, and recreated, you know, something as good or better than that yourself and offered that free training, that would probably bring in a lot of traffic for you. And it would create a lot of goodwill, and it would show you'd be selling from a real position of strength. You know, you could say, hey, you know, there's a lot of information out there on how to, you know, free information on how to install a blog. In fact, you know, I want, you know, in fact, what I did was I went ahead and I created this stuff. I created this full course on how to do this. And, you know, here's the course. Go check it out. And, you know, if you don't want to do it yourself, then, you know, here's everything you need to do it yourself. If you don't want to do it yourself, then I also have this installation package backed up with a, you know, a monthly maintenance thing if you want it. So, I mean, I think Joel's got a real easy sale here. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of people that need this stuff. And, you know, certainly there will be some people that want to do it on their own and figure it out on their own, but there's always going to be a lot of people that don't want to. So all he has to do is show he's got the authority. And by creating that free content that shows how to do it, that creates tremendous authority. And then, you know, then it's just a simple upsell. You know, you can do it for free. And if you want to do it for free, here's a resource. I created the best resources out there. If you don't want to do it for free, you know, if you're worried about it, if you don't want to spend the time to learn how to do it, or if you're worried that you're not going to do it properly, or if you just realize that your time is better spent building your business, then you're going to want to buy this installation package. And then once they buy the installation package, you're going to want to buy this, you know, this monthly maintenance package. So this thing is really, really simple. Now, Joel mentioned down here the seed launch. I mean, you could even use a seed launch to create the free content. That would be really powerful. And you'd create some fans. And by doing the seed launch, you get the interaction going step by step. Then you could be sure that you create really good free content. So if I was Joel, that's what I would do. I would create some great free content that showed people how to do this themselves, and then use that content to pull. You're going to pull traffic just having that great content. Use that traffic to build a list, and from there do the launch of your installation and maintenance package.